The overriding emotion is disappointment. You know, short term in terms of winning the game, that's grand and all the less. But we left ourselves in a hole after last week, and I suppose it was out of our control. Things had to go our way elsewhere in a couple of games, but that didn't work out. So yeah, the overriding feeling is disappointment. But we'll have to take a look at it through a wider lens, the perspective of some of our performances, particularly after losing the first game against Meath, I thought was really positive. So we'll have to take a look at what the positives are too, build on those, and get ourselves ready for the Ulster Championship now. I think our performance, particularly against Tyrone here when it was backs against the wall that night, I think our performance from half time in the Kildare game was really, really satisfying. I think the manner in which we played against Offaly, and in particular against Cork, you know, we'll have to have spoke to the players about that in there. I think we'll have to look at that in terms of you know, it's disappointing not to get promoted, but we'll have to take the look at the bigger picture as well and build on the positives. That part of the season park now, we spoke about that, you know. I looked at, I said there, like I was involved with Down last year, and Down were relegated in the last day of the season against Monaghan after beating Monaghan. And you know, there wasn't much chat about that at the end of the year. Meath had a chance to go up last year on the last game, and there some of their management left after that game. There wasn't much word of that then by the time they had got to an Ireland semi final. So yeah, it feels like the first week of spring now, but I suppose if you ended up building on things and had a number of good results now, today would be long forgot about in the past. If you ended up building on things from here,
was it a difficult week to regroup last week because of just how it ended up?
It was, Mal, but you have to deal with that. You have to, you know, you have to accept that, and you have to get on with it. That's part and parcel of the job. If you, as I say, if you don't get too high with the highs and too low with the lows, you brace yourself and steel yourself for dealing with that. And the players are very, 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 very mature. They've had a number of difficult seasons, so they're well used to, you know, dusting themselves down and getting on with it. And I suppose that's the same with after today. It's disappointing not to be going to a league final next week, and it's disappointing not to be playing Division 2 or Division 1 next year. But you know, there could be four or five Ulster counties in Division 2 next year. The last two of the last three All-Ireland winners have came from Division 2. You know, it's not a bad place to play your trade, maybe as some of the narrative would suggest.
I think there'll be potentially six teams, but we'll know more after
that, right?
So Ulster Championship as such.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. So, you know, that would definitely leave you. But that's next year, and there'll be a lot of water under the bridge, and by the time we get to June or July this year, that will very much form the narrative of what the positivity or all the other ways will be over the winter.